bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It doesn't get any better than that. Gotta have that funk.
Ow, we want the funk.
Oh, yeah. I think that's Parliament, man. I think. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us.
I would say that when our good people in the sound department here at WCCP took our suggestions for music, they listened to your suggestions significantly more than they listened to my
suggestions so far.
Not any of this so far.
You didn't get Parliament?
No, I didn't throw this one in there.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Well, George Clinton?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I mean, it's not bad. I just...
Texas said love the new music.
Hey, we appreciate the love.
Gotta have that funk. Ow. Anytime you can go ow in a song.
Ow.
Or so it. Anytime you do that in a song. Or sookie. Ah, sookie. Anytime you do that in a song, you know things are pretty good. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends over at Canty... Man, they're hiring. They're looking for new people. They've got this new 8,000 square foot office space over in the Roebuck area by Dorman High School, and they need crews. And they're looking for people that like getting excellent pay and health insurance and 401k and a fun work atmosphere. You don't need any experience with Canty. They're going to train you. And they're going to change your career. So join the best foundation crawl space repair company in the Carolinas. Call them today, 864-475-1671. 864-475-1671. So our great friends at CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. I'm going to offend some of my GameCard friends. I'm not meaning to offend you when I say this. I'm really not.
Yes, he is.
No, I really am not. Personally, and you know what? I'm biased. But personally, I don't see what you see. I don't see this being these classes that are just getting you over the hump compared to Clemson and Georgia. In this upcoming class right now, Clemson's ranked 7th, Georgia's 10th, South Carolina's is 14th. Can we admit this? That eventually Will Muschamp's got to beat Georgia and Clemson?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's not a wide gap. And look, you know what? You can be 14th in recruiting and beat a team ranked 7th in recruiting. I'm not telling you can't do that. That's not it. And oh, by the way, let me back up one time here. That's not exactly it. Because you can do that. Right now, South Carolina has a 5-star. It's the first 5-star. Maybe since Jadeveon Van Clowney. 6 4-stars and 8 3-stars. Clemson does not have a 5-star yet. 7 4-stars and 10 3-stars. And Georgia has 2 5-stars right now, 8 4-stars and 2 3-stars. You can, and the recruiting rankings can be wrong. Are we hearing this when I'm telling you this?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You go back to last year, and in his classes, Georgia had 8 5-stars, ranked number 1 in the country. Clemson had 6 5-stars, ranked number 8 in the country. South Carolina's recruiting was ranked 19th in the country, and they didn't have a 5-star. They had 8 4-stars. Clemson had 6 4-stars, and Georgia had 15 4-stars. Georgia had the number 1 class in the country. That's not closing the gap on those two. All right? You go back to 2017, and in this one, the Gamecocks were ranked 16, had 25 players, but no 4-stars and 7 5-stars. And they were ranked 16, they're ranked ahead of Clemson, and ranked ahead of Georgia in that one. No, Georgia's ranked 3rd in the country in that one. Georgia had 2 5-stars. That was a class that Clemson only signed 14 players in, but they had signed 3 5-stars out of 14 players. So you go back to 2016. Was that Muschamp's first class? And that one, Clemson had 3 5-stars, ranked 6th in the country. Georgia had 3 5-stars. They were ranked 8th in the country, or 9th in the country. And the Gamecocks are ranked 26th in the country. I don't see the numbers right now pointing it out that they're closing the gap on Georgia and Clemson. That's my only point. Look, have they closed the gap on Tennessee? Yeah, they're better than Tennessee. They close the gap on Florida? Yeah, they're better than Florida. Close the gap on Missouri and Kentucky? They're not better than Kentucky. I guess you get wins and losses, maybe not. But that's the goal. You need to beat A&M. I keep saying this over and over about South Carolina. Right now, the goal is to beat Kentucky. And right now, the goal is to beat A&M. And right now, because you hadn't done that. And right now, the goal is to beat Florida and to beat Tennessee and beat Vanderbilt and beat Missouri. You go 10-2 this year and you lose to Georgia and Clemson, then that's a really, really good year for South Carolina. We agree upon that, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr, 24, Jack Lake Tonto?
Yes, we can agree on that.
But eventually, Will Muschamp will be judged. We know this. You'll be judged on can you beat Clemson, can you beat Georgia? Mm-hmm. And if you win, you won 9 games last year, if you win 10 this year, 10 next year, what are you? Eventually, you can recruit enough players to do that.
When does that judgment come down?
You know, after a while. I mean, look, after a while. It comes after a while. Not right now. That's not the time to judge him right now.
Next year?
No. No. And it's all about timing. Let's be clear about that. It's all about timing. Let's go back to the 4 stars of these classes. Was 16, was that Wilmot's champs? That's not his first class, was it? Yeah, 2016 is his first class. Jamarcus King was a 4-star junior college player. He was okay. Jake Bentley, that's debatable. Brandon McElwain's a 4-star. Didn't work out for him. Darius Whitfield, 4-star. That didn't work out. Brian Edwards, 4-star. That's about right. Keir Pollard, 4-star. That's about right. Rendrickus Davis, 4-star. Hadn't really worked out yet. That's just 4 stars. Okay? In 2017, his first really full class, Jamias Williams, I have my questions. I think he's short. 4-star. Or Trey Smith, possession receiver, 4-star. Will Redshirt tight end, hadn't seen it yet, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt there. Shai Smith, a 4-star, I think he's been a pretty good player in one year. MJ Webb, 4-star, Chad Terrell, 4-star, too early to tell. Aaron Sterling, 4-star, Those are your 4-stars. Last year's class, guys coming in this year, making a difference. Again, it's going to be way too early to tell, but I think Sandridge at 4-star is going to be a good player. I think Dylan Wadham, offensive lineman, 4-star. I think he's going to be a good player. Ayama, 4-star out of Tennessee, a little raw, but I think he's going to be a good offensive lineman. DeKarrion Joyner is going to play another position. Enagbare, defensive lineman. I hear from Tony he's a good player. I'm going to trust Tony on that one. Josh Vann, I think he's going to be a good player. J.C. Horn, I think he's going to be a really good player at corner. And Javon Gwynn, a guy who I think can do some stuff on the offensive line. I think he's a good interior offensive lineman. That's pretty good. That's the best class so far this year. As far as your 4 stars go, Zach Pickens, 5-star. I think he's a 4 or 5-star player. Helinski, I think, is going to be a really good quarterback for him. Fitting a defensive end out of Georgia, 4-star. I don't know enough about him yet. Fox, offensive lineman, 4-star to Miami. Don't know enough there. Kenyon, a tight end, a 4-star out of Monroe. I think pretty good player from what I know. I think Joseph Anderson is a really good player, defensive end out of Murfreesboro. Kevion Mullins, athlete out of Memphis. That's a 4-star. We'll see. At the same time, look at what Georgia has done. Look at what Clemson has done. And look up and down, and it's Josh Fields and it's Trevor Lawrence. You know what I'm saying? It's Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. And it's Jamari Sawyer, and it's Cade Mays, and it's Jackson Carmen. You see what I'm saying, Zach? There's just a little bit of difference in there. That's all I'm saying. A little bit of difference in there. And, yeah, you can talk about stars. Yeah, I know there's some stars overrated. Talk about average rating of classes. You can give me all those kind of numbers in there. The question is, do you think you've out-recruited or recruited on the same level as Clemson and Georgia? I don't think they have. I don't think they have the last 2 or 3 years. I don't think they're going to this year. And in a way, I'll say it. I mean, what kind of player is going to choose South Carolina over Georgia and Clemson right now? It's a fair question, isn't it?
It is a fair question. Is it a fair question if you're a South Carolina fan? Do you want to hear those kind of questions?
No, you don't want to hear it. I'm not trying to be the bad messenger here. I'm just telling you the truth here.
I mean, you have, you know, Gamecock John, who's a good texter, gets in all the time saying Carolina's current class is better than Clemson's. Look at star average. You guys just have more 3 stars.
I don't think Clemson will trade their class with South Carolina.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think they will now, and I don't think they will when it's all said and done. And I don't think they would have in the last 3 or 4 classes. I don't think. So in the end, you know, here's the good news. It all plays out. Do you think, when's South Carolina going to beat Clemson in football?
I don't see it in the immediate future. Do you?
No.
Do you see it in the next 3 years?
I don't know, man. It's
hard to
predict. Things change. Things change.
Yeah.
But if Thomas and Henry and Jackson Carman and Trevor Lawrence and DeKarrion Joyner and Justin Ross are as good, and A.J. Terrell and those guys, if they're as good as I think they are, then no, I don't see that. And then I get the obligatory Gamecock where Syracuse had no stars, whatever, yeah. Had Kelly Bryant seeing stars. Yeah, look, you can go with an upset. There will be upsets out there, sure. Ole Miss beat Alabama a couple of years. Yeah, I get it. Oklahoma beat Alabama. Yeah, I get it. There are some upsets that are out there. And, yeah, Zach Pickens did pick him. I think Clemson would take Pickens every day of the week, no doubt about it. I don't think he's a 5-star, but they'd pick him every day of the week. That's good. So, in the end, I just feel better about Clemson's stock and Clemson moving forward. Now, again, I'm biased. And I'm sure you can point out all whatever you want to point out, but it's just not how I see this.
You got that orange underwear on over there.
Yeah. Get your little Nora Ryan underwear on over there. Anyway. We'll see. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Terry and George said, sing that funky music, white boy. I like it. That'd be in there somewhere, wouldn't you think?
Did you suggest it?
Probably.
Then I'm sure it's in there.
Terry and Comer said, they just Gamecock dreaming on a Saturday afternoon. You're absolutely correct. The fact is it all begins recruiting. Granted, better, but nowhere near where Georgia and Clemson are bringing in since Dabo has arrived and since Kirby Smart has arrived. Look, in many ways, it's not Will Muschamp's fault. He's working hard, and he's doing the right things, and they're getting a little bit better. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They're getting a little bit better. And thank goodness, if you're a Gamecock fan, there's good news, bad news. The good news is that Missouri sucks, and Kentucky sucks, and Vanderbilt sucks, and Tennessee sucks, and Florida pretty much sucks, and A&M has kind of sucked.
Bad news?
So that's the good news. The bad news is eventually you got to beat Clemson and Georgia. Simple as that. And the bad news is that I don't see Kirby Smart going anywhere, and I don't see Dabo Swinney going anywhere, and these guys are national powers.
Dabo Swinney left the door open for an NFL job yesterday.
I saw that.
So, let that rumor mill get going.
Where would you disagree on the conversation in this segment so far?
Where would I disagree?
Yeah.
As much as I love to disagree with you, and you do know I love that, I don't disagree with anything that you put out there.
And I could be wrong. Look, I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I could be wrong.
Sure. You will be wrong again. We all will be wrong.
I don't know. But I was wrong one time about being wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I just don't see anything from the other side. I'm trying to, but I can't. It doesn't
matter. I'll ask you this, buddy. When's the last time I was wrong?
When's the last time you were wrong?
Yeah.
When you told me that Indiana would beat one of the top ranked teams.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I saw that again the other day. I was doing a little study mm-hmm. for our upcoming national show, and I was just looking at some teams and looking at some schedules.
What is that show?
Some schedules. That show is, it's in August. It's on a, 16th, let's see here. We want the funk. Gotta have that funk. It's August 16th. Twin Peaks. But I was looking at that Indiana team from last year. And I went out. By the way, you know what, buddy? That was a ledge. I told you Texas is my ledge team in the next 5 years here. But I went on a little ledge for you, right? Because it'd be easy to say, be safe and go, well, they're not going to beat Ohio State. They're not going to beat. But I put it out there for you. And I just looked at it last year. Do you realize that how stinking close I was to pulling that thing off? You know, they were leading Ohio State in the third quarter. But that was a blowout in the end. So that they didn't deserve that one. Ohio State had 596 yards of offense. They had 437 against them. Now, the quarterback gets hurt. And the wide receiver gets hurt.
They were bringing in different quarterbacks in the Ohio State game, so I can't let that one fly.
Do you realize that in back-to-back weeks, they lost by 7 in overtime to Michigan, and they lost by 8 to Michigan State? It was so close, man.
It was there. It was, you were right there. You were knocking on the door.
It was right there.
But nobody answered. And you just hate to see that.
Yeah. They held Michigan State to 274 yards. Michigan State's kind of a weird team, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Texas said wrong. He said, you're right. I was wrong about Zion Williamson. I was not wrong about Cade Mays. He said Cade Mays. So I was not wrong about Cade Mays. I thought Cade Mays would go to Georgia.
Well, we thought he was going to come here at one point.
And yeah, then, but that's before his Georgia visit. After his Georgia visit, I was all Georgia.
Yeah.
I was wrong about Jackson Carman because I thought he was going to Ohio State.
I was not. I thought he was coming here.
Really?
Yeah, you remember that morning?
Oh, that morning, yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the 2 days before.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
I was wrong about Zion Williams.
That was,
I'll put it out there for Zion.
Honestly, that might have been your biggest swing and miss to date.
Yeah. Old Zion made me look bad on that one. Anyway, Indiana, man, back-to-back weeks, Michigan, and I got to take a break. I'm going to look that Michigan game up because it went into overtime. Did they have a chance to win at the end? Pretty cool to see. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I've got the Ryan Lochte story. He's an idiot. The Tim Tebow story, the LeBron James Jr. story, and the Ohio State football coach story. We'll take a short break.
Quick break.
Yeah, very quick break. I spent some time on the phone yesterday with my very good friend.
Traeger?
Greg Russian at Katichi. And we talked a long time about this fall and how they're going to do this thing. And there's some competition. Georgia and Clemson, what I'm talking about here is their lodging. And they've got these stay-and-play packages that you can stay in. They've got king-size bed suites, queen-size bed suites. They have a golf cabin. They've got a lake house. The lake house sleeps up to 16 people. The golf cabin has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 6 beds, and 2 sofa beds. They've got these queen suites and these king suites that are right there at the golf course. And they've got these Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans that they could take you to and from Athens, Georgia, and to and from Clemson, South Carolina. So here's the deal with your tailgate packages and stuff. So you sign up now for a home game weekend with Georgia, home game weekend with Clemson. And you can get a group of up to 8 different people, and they're going to shuttle you to the game, get your golf, get your accommodations. Guys, you're going to absolutely love it. It is so very affordable. Clemson and Georgia have some open dates here. So get in touch with them and think about that as far as the football season. College football tailgate packages available at Katichi. From both places, it's about 35 minutes from both places. And so play some golf, have great accommodations, get some great food. Guys, this is the ultimate guys trip. Or bring your wife down. Katichi.com, CATEECHEE.com. Ask about those tailgate packages. Really, really cool deal there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines, text, tweets, more right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop
Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or our classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magby Station in downtown Greenville.
I scream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion, Exxon and Mobil rewards plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
Wake up. The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out?
We have a new nickname for Zach. Biscuit. Did you eat biscuits in Jersey growing up?
Did I eat biscuits? My mom's from Greenville. So, yeah.
How does she adjust up there? She like it?
How she adjust?
Yeah.
Gracefully.
Nice.
Yeah. She did her very best to make sure we were well-stocked with biscuits, sweet tea.
Good.
And
grits.
And then, of course, my birthday favorite every year was red velvet cake, which is
nice.
Delicious,
man. Nice. You did good.
Oh, yeah.
She did great for you. That's really cool. Glad to Glad to see that.
Would you mind telling us about our friends at Harry's Razors?
I love Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors, harry's.com. There's some great things about Harry's right now. Here's one of the most beautiful things about Harry's is that it's 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't love your shave, they give you a full refund. The other thing is that there's no shave club. You're not forced to subscribe. Now, you get auto refills as an option, but you can buy them one or an a la carte, or you can buy them online. You can go over to Walmart or Target stores now. They're in some of those stores. So this is simple. This is easy. Don't pay $4 a replacement blade. Go with Harry's. Go with Harry's.com. Now, I've got a limited time only. New customers can save big right now. If you're a listener of the show and a new customer, they're going to give you $5 off this new starter shave set with Harry's.com. The promo code Mickey. That means you get the starter set with a 5-blade razor handle, weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover. You get it all for just $3 plus free shipping. You put the code in Mickey at checkout at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who have already switched to go today to harrys.com. Use the code Mickey at checkout to claim that offer. And you're going to love Harry's. I love Harry's. That's why my clean, shaven baby face looking good today. Feeling like $1 million today. I've got some tickets to give away.
We do?
Yeah.
To what?
Well, let me see here. I've got the 2 weekly passes.
Tickets to Paradise?
To the Senior League World Series.
Pack your bags or leave tonight?
I got a good friend of mine who loves Eddie Money.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Met him many times, goes to all his concerts. Like, Eddie Money's like the it. Like, the one it guy.
That's his hall pass?
That's it. No, not his hall pass, no. I'm hearing from my Gamecock brethren. I'm not saying you're terrible. I think you can. I think with the schedule right here. Remember last year, I told you you could win 9.
I didn't.
But Zach or Mr. Or 24, mm-hmm. Who out of anybody in the world told you last year the Gamecocks could win 9 games?
I believe you were the only one that I know of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. People don't remember that. They remember saying that Zach Pickens is a 4-star. Like that's some sort of insult or something. I don't think he's as good as Jadeveon Clowney or Xavier Thomas. I don't see that explosive, so that's an insult that he's a 4-star. I told you they could win 9 games last year, and they did. You know what? They could win 10 games this year. Anybody else telling you that right now? You want to get mad about that? Kill the messenger on that one? Now, you can't win 10 next year.
10 games?
Yep. They can.
You're telling me they're coming into the Clemson game with 10 wins?
I'm saying they can come into Clemson game with 10.
We're looking at a top 15, top 10 matchup.
Well, last year's top 25.
I'm just saying. You got us having have game day here, is what you're telling me.
No, because Auburn, Alabama's that day.
Auburn's taking a step back this year.
I can see that. Let me see what FPI has him at right now. For the South Carolina Gamecocks. They got them at 28th in the FPI. So they have South Carolina at 8-4. Coastal, 98% chance of winning. Georgia, 20.9. That's a loss. Marshall, 81.2. That's a win. Vanderbilt, 79.2. That's a win. Zach didn't want to hear this. Kentucky, 65.8. That's a win. Missouri, 56. How about Missouri only 56 at home? A&M, 51. Tennessee, 77. Ole Miss, 47. I don't get that. I think Ole Miss is garbage. I don't get that at all. Florida, 34. I think it'd be higher than that, by the way. And then Chattanooga, 96. And then chance of beating Clemson this year, 9.5%. So that's a little FPI for you. So that's 8-4. You mean to tell me you don't think they can beat Ole Miss or Florida?
I think they can beat Ole Miss.
You don't think they can beat Florida?
No.
Okay. Can they lose to Georgia, yep, Clemson, and Florida and win a bowl game and go 10-3?
They could, yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm telling you. You want Clemson's FPI?
I would love it. Nothing more in this world do I want right now. I need it like I need air to breathe.
Okay, what would you rather have? Clemson's FPI or Red Velvet Cake?
FPI.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me, buddy.
Red Velvet Cake, excuse me, once a year.
That's it?
In March. That's it.
That's it.
A little cream cheese icing on that.
Who do you think Clemson's number, the most difficult opponent of the year, according to this?
of the year.
Yep.
It's probably the FSU game, isn't it? At FSU?
At FSU, 76.3% chance of winning.
Yikes. Is it A&M? Maybe.
A&M 75.7, yes.
Mm.
You ready? Furman 99.7, A&M 75.7. This is a percentage chance this Clemson to win according to FBI. Georgia Southern 99. Georgia Tech, at Georgia Tech, 85% chance of winning. Syracuse 96% chance. Wake Forest 89% chance. NC State 93% chance. Florida State 76% chance. Louisville 92%. Boston College 84%. Duke 91%. South Carolina 90.5%. Chances of winning out right now, Clemson 69% chance of winning out. No, I'm sorry. Chance of winning conference 69%. Clemson chance of winning out right now, 20.7% chance they go undefeated. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Texture said, Clowney and XT don't belong in the same sentence. XT be a great player, I have no doubt, but he's not Clowney. Right? And the same thing that Pickens is, doesn't belong in the same sentence as Xavier Thomas. There's a level difference between those. Yes. Clowney is the number one draft pick in the NFL draft. Best player in the history of South Carolina. Xavier Thomas is a five-star. Zach Pickens is, there's a gap between those two. There's also a gap between Thomas and Pickens. That's my point. Mike is in Anderson, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I want to take a shot at something, Mickey, and it's about your boy, Tiger Woods, and I hope you don't take it personally because I enjoy your show and love calling your show. So just hear me out, if you will. We're okay with that?
Sure. Always.
Okay. Okay. I know that you're a big Tiger Woods fan. I understand that. And I am a Tiger Woods, or used to be a Tiger Woods fan as a golfer. And I was listening to your station Sunday, couldn't get to the TV. I was out running some errands and was listening to the Pony Express show. I think it's the name of it. Pretty good show. And this guy was giving updates on the Open and talking about Tiger. And there was a two-hour debate about Tiger Woods' greatness, his shortcomings as a human being, blah, blah, blah. Now, let's go back to Tiger's downfall. He was a womanizer. He was a philanderer. He's very aloof. He's pretty much known as a jerk. Not many people could dispute that. But I'm still like, well, you know, so what? There have been a lot of jerks in sports that did well and that were superstars. I wanted to see the guy win the Open. I did. I think it'd be one of the greatest comeback stories of all time. But there was an article, it was 2 years ago, and you probably read it. I missed it, that the guy was talking about. It's a story that ESPN did about Tiger when he was on the comeback trail. And he used to work out with the Marine company somewhere. He paid the Marines to let him work out with him to get in shape, physical shape, blah, blah, blah. And they interviewed a couple of guys and talked about, well, was a Tiger a nice guy, blah, blah, blah. And say, well, during the workouts, there was some camaraderie and all of this thing. But at the end of the day, after they were working out, they would go out to eat at night, or they went out one night to a fancy restaurant or something to eat. And all of these guys are thinking, man, this is cool. We're eating with Tiger Woods. We're going to get a free meal, great meal. The waitress comes, and he asks for separate checks. He's not going to – this guy is a billionaire. He's working out with young men who would risk their life for our country, and he can't even buy them a steak dinner. And I decided, and maybe this is petty of me, but I decided after that, you know what? I don't care if the guy ever wins another tournament again. Again, maybe that's petty of me, but I don't understand, and I do understand, everybody likes to see a great comeback story, but when is this love affair with Tiger Woods over? I learned Sunday, and I didn't know this. I knew that he was second to Nicholas in majors. I get that. But he's second to Sam Snead in tour wins. I think he's 72 to 79. He's probably not even going to tie Sam Snead for tour wins. So why is he considered the end-all, do-all, the greatest golfer ever when he's second on two of the most important lists that you would judge a golfer by. And again, I know you're a Tiger Woods fan, Mick. I'm not poking you. I just thought I'd like to share that with you and see what your thoughts were, and I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate it, Mike. I will say this about any time we have brushes with fame, that we catch somebody in a snapshot, that he didn't sign my autograph, she didn't take a picture with me, she didn't, you know, in her own private setting, whatever. That night, I don't know what was going on in Tiger Woods' personal life. Tiger Woods got on painkillers. He got, there were times he was drinking too much, I'm sure, and I don't know what was going on in his life. I do know that anybody at any point in time, if you catch me in a bad mood or Zach in a bad mood, and you might see us out to dinner or out to whatever somewhere, and you might think, boy, that guy's a jerk because you don't know what's going on in their personal life at home or what kind of news they just got. Dog might have died, wife might have left, who knows? So I wouldn't judge anybody in a snapshot. As far as philanthropy goes, Tiger Woods has been a major voice for the military in the past. His dad was in the military. His golf tournament supports the military type causes. The Tiger Woods Foundation, I'm reading about this right now, the last 20 years, it's been an educational deal where they have Tiger Woods Learning Centers. He has his own tournament, the Hero Challenge, the Genesis Open, and the National that you have up in D.C. He also has a concert out in Las Vegas called Tiger Jam. And according to their website, they've been affecting millions of lives. They've served right now, over the past 20 years, they've served more than 175,000 students. They're employing 1,000 educators each year, and their goal is to have students have their 98.7% graduation rate, a college graduation rate among the kids that they help serve in underfunded areas. And so through him raising and giving millions of dollars, he's helped a bunch of people throughout his life. Now, does that make him a great person? No. Giving person? No, I don't know that. I don't know if he's a great person or not. The only people that I know that are close to him are caddies, former caddies, players, and former players. And for the most part, the guys that I talk to say, you know what, man, he's a good fella. Kind of like playing with him, like hanging out with him. He's not a bad guy. He's probably a better guy now than he was in his 20s or 30s, I would say. I'd say he's probably grown a lot and learned a lot. But for the most part, guys who been around him on tour, the manufacturing guys, maybe the caddies and the players, I hear pretty good returns on him. Like he's not a bad guy, pretty good fella. But again, maybe they caught him in a snapshot where that day he's had to be in a good mood, and all of a sudden now he's a good guy. So, I don't know. I can't validate that one man's story on the one time. I don't know that. I'm not going to judge all that. And look, and be honest with you, I don't care if he's a good guy or not. I got enough good guys, got enough friends. I don't look for Tiger Woods as a role model for a husband, as a role model for a father. That's not what I look for with him. I want to see him hit good golf shots. I got plenty of people in my life that I can look to and say, man, no, I want to be that kind of husband. I want to be that kind of father. I'd be foolish to look at Tiger Woods and go, I want to be that kind of husband. I can look at him and go, I want to be that kind of golfer. But I want to be in that kind of physical condition. So, but as far as a role model for what kind of person, how you treat people, like that, no, I've got enough people close to me that I can say, you know what? I respect that guy right there. That's the kind of gentleman I'd like to be known as. I like people to look at that guy and go, you know, he kind of reminds me of that fella. But Tiger Woods certainly wouldn't be one of those. All right, a short break. We will come back. Prime Lending, now you talk about what kind of husband and father and all this kind of stuff. I think Mark Hawkins is that. I know Mark has a couple of boys, and boy, he loves those guys, does a great job, little league football and baseball and carrying those guys around. I know this. I know that when times got tough around there, they turned to Mark Hawkins and things going great. I know that from a friend standpoint, I can count on them. I know what kind of mom Amanda McCall is, what kind of wife she is, because her husband Benji is a very good friend of mine. These are people I like hanging out with, like looking at. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. It's local people. In no way, shape, or form should you ever trust an 800 company or a .com company with your mortgage, man. Do it with local people. Sit you down, look in the eye, shake your hand, get it done right. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. LoweRateSports.com. You don't have to worry about lower, you know, any kind of lower rates anywhere else. I'll take care of that for you, too. Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Tony Morrell at 8:05. So one open phone line segment. Text and phone calls right after this.
Countdown is on. 39 days till Clemson football.
Line on second down at 24. Going to throw. Go long. Looking for Kane. Gets it right side. Touchdown. He blew by the defensive corner, Malik Young, and they strike for six.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report today brought to you by our good friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. You know, it's that time of year now where the end of the year, end of the summer, I should say, and you're thinking about a nice vacation, and you're thinking about maybe sneaking away. Maybe you're thinking about an away game that's not going to Columbia or to Clemson, to Georgia. And maybe you're thinking about a, you know, maybe a family reunion. Maybe you're thinking about a, I don't know, a corporate outing, a wedding. Palmetto Dunes can take care of you. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them, the award-winning website in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I just got this one, Zach. And I'm a little bit feisty on the text line today. This is our Palmetto Dunes Golf Report. Texter said, Kevin Kisner's from Aiken, South Carolina, finished 6-under par, tied for second at the Open. He also led through 54 holes, one shot ahead of Tiger, but yet the last 2 days, y'all continue to talk about his Tiger unreal. My answer to that is that we didn't mention Tiger. A caller called about Tiger. The most famous athlete in the world. Most listeners have no idea who Kisner is, yet we do a daily segment every single day thanks to our good friends at Palmetto Dunes. I just looked it up. Kevin Kisner last year played in 19, or this year, 19 events. Last year, 28, 27 the year before, 30 the year before, 26 the year before. We've been doing this Palmetto Golf Board about 5 years. So that's over 100 golf tournaments that he's played in. And we give it to you his tee time on Wednesday. I mean, on Thursdays, we tell you what it is. On Fridays, we tell you what he shot. And on Mondays, we tell you what he shot. About 20 of those years or those weeks, we tell you either the FedEx Cup ranking or the Ryder Cup points rankings or the money list rankings. By my account, that's about 400 times over the last 5 years I've talked about Kevin Kisner. There is not a radio show on earth that has mentioned Kevin Kisner more than mine. Yeah, the texter said unreal that someone would actually have the gall to talk about Tiger Woods rather than Kevin Kisner. Let me talk Kevin Kisner for a couple hours on the show and listen to how many radios turn off.
Kevin Kisner moves the needle.
Yeah. That's unreal.
What if it is Kevin Kisner texting you?
Then find a way not to shoot 76 on Sunday, bro. Or 74, whatever you shot on Sunday. Win a major. We'll talk about you more. This is a good story, all right? I roomed with lived with Charles Warren for 3 years when he, you know, one of those years he's on the PGA Tour and then he was on the Web.com Tour, a couple other ones.
You ever beat him in a round?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, he didn't want to.
Oh, big dog.
Didn't like it. Didn't.
Woo, mama.
No, I'm just kidding. Played a bunch. He beat me 99 times out of 100. Anyway.
But there was
not
that
today. Today, we skate today with him. But he was worried about his rookie year on tour. Said he went to the one of the policy board members, one of the veterans out there. And he said, look, man, I keep getting early lates, early lates, early lates. Meaning early on Thursday, late on Friday. And you want late earlies. You want early, mm-hmm. You want late Thursday, early Friday. And so he said, complain about it. And he says, the veteran told him, he goes, look, bud, let me be clear about one thing. In this sport, there's one answer to every problem that you have or will have. And that answer is, just shoot a low number.
Ooh.
So, again, over the last 5 years, we've mentioned Kevin Kisner about 400 to 500 times on this show. But if you want to talk more conversations about Kevin Kisner, guess what? Shoot lower scores. You shoot lower scores, we'll talk more about you. Simple as that. We talk more about Clemson football now. Why? They're winning more. We didn't talk about the Warriors. I've done the show for 20 years now. 15 years ago, we weren't talking about the Warriors. Talk about the Warriors now because they win more. 15 years ago, we talked about the Braves more. Now, this year, we're talking a little more Braves, but guess what? Just win more, man. You take care of your business, we'll talk about you more. You move the needle, We'll talk about you more. Simple as that. Did you see the Ohio State case that came out yesterday? The Ohio State, the news of Ohio State. Zach Smith, who is the wide receiver coach at Ohio State, has been relieved of his duties.
What happened? I didn't see this at all. I saw a tweet about it. Didn't explain what happened. You mentioned it a couple of times.
Because it is a legal situation, let me get the the legal deal here. I don't want to.
Dude, my hands smell so good right now.
Your hands do?
Yeah. After the we got this new soap dispenser in there.
Oh really?
My goodness.
Really? Whew. Whew. Man. You know, having a good smell of hands is kind of a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Ohio State Buckeyes coach Urban Meyer fired Zach Smith on Monday, days after Ohio judge deemed him as an imminent danger to his ex-wife. Smith was charged with criminal trespassing after dropping his children off at their home of his ex-wife, Courtney Smith, against her wishes in May. Zach Smith appeared in court last week for a pretrial hearing. It was rescheduled for August the 3rd. Days later, Courtney Smith requested and granted her husband's personal protection order that requires the ex-husband to stay 500 feet away from her. College football reporter Brett McMurphy reported Monday two prior domestic assault accusations against Smith that occurred in 2009, 2015. Ohio State announced the decision to terminate him about 6 p.m. yesterday. He's scheduled or Meyer's scheduled to be reported to Big Ten Media Days this morning in Chicago. His attorney, speaking to ESPN, says dismissal from the program protection against his order is clearly retaliatorial. Retaliation. She wants to ruin his career. He did not answer phone calls for comment. Prior to the domestic assault accusation against Smith occurred, or the prior one occurred while he was at staff on Meyer's staff at Florida and Ohio State. He was arrested in 2015 on felony count of domestic violence after an incident that resulted in unspecified injuries and showed evidence of sustained abuse, according to McMurphy's report. His attorney said he was not aware of the 2015 charge. He is the grandson of former Ohio State football coach Earl Bruce, wide receivers coach and recruiting coordinator for Ohio State. Replacement will be announced at a later date. My only comments on this, really, we don't comment a whole lot about the legal stuff here on the show. The thing I can tell you is that, A, it's a bad time, just from a football standpoint, recruiting standpoint, who knows, all that stuff. I would say this, if he is guilty of what he's charged with, then shame on him. There are a few things that are worse than domestic violence. And if that is the case, certainly he needs to be helped and get helped. And so hopefully she'll be safe from him. If she's falsely accusing him of anything, then shame on her for ruining his career. Like almost every other domestic situation, we don't know the whole story. Simple as that. I don't know the guy. Never met the guy. I don't know anything about him. But it's a college football story right now. No doubt about that.
Didn't know or care who the wide receivers coach was at Ohio State. But now it's national news.
Yeah. Hope that everybody's okay and safe. Tim Tebow done for the season. Freak injury, according to the minor league team. Turns 31 next month. Tim Tebow. Oh, man. Don't give me all these doggone. Oh, look at that.
There goes the Mets World Series hope.
Oh, what are you going to do, Mets? Season dash after he injured his hand swinging a bat in a minor league game. Broke the hammock bone in his right hand. He's going to have surgery today. Likely done for the season, according to Adam Schefter. Schefter? Yeah. Adam Schefter.
Mm-hmm.
When is he reporting on minor league baseball now?
He's reporting on Tim Tebow.
So far this year, he's batting .273, on base percentage of .336, six home runs. You know what? .273 nowadays, man, it's pretty doggone good.
He's probably about to get that call up later in the season.
Would you blame him if it did?
No.
I wouldn't blame him.
Put some butts in the seats when you're 45 games out of first place.
You know what, man? The guy's done a lot better than he thought he was going to do. Admit it. 273? That ain't bad. Double A? That ain't bad.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
You're a big Tebow fan. You're a big Mets fan.
What do you want me to say?
He's closer to Major League Baseball than he is the NFL.
Well, he stopped playing football, so yeah.
Right.
You know what a joke that was. His entire NFL career.
We had Bulldog Burke tell me that he was better than like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. He was the best quarterback in the NFL, and he was an awesome quarterback. And he scouted him out and saw him, and he's going to
people fell in love with that guy.
I like Tim Tebow. I think he's interested.
Could have
interesting.
Been, and probably should have been a Clemson Tiger.
You know.
Could have been a Clemson Tiger.
Could have been. We'll see. I got the LeBron James Jr. story. We'll get to that. And then the Ryan Lochte story.
Lochte. There it is.
Ryan Lochte. What an idiot that guy is.
What a moron.
What a moron that guy is. Woo! All right, we'll do that. But when we come back, the Gamecocks are getting ready for fall practice next week. Got some question marks and some positives and negatives. Get with Tony Morrell some of the storylines to follow from thebigspur.com. Also, a recruiting question or two when you come back for hour number 3 right after this.